This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
After all, they're just wrestling, right?
Woo! We'll break your bones! We'll grind you into putty! We'll turn your faces off!
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective with three fans who know how to talk some trash.
Without further ado, allow me to present the newest sensation of the entertainment world,
Zane Peterson.
Well, he's doing really, really well blocking those punches with his face.
Ajay Salveson.
I'm feeling such an odd mixture of pride and mortal terror.
There is a creature alive today who has survived millions of years of evolution without change. Without passion and without logic.
Dave Denton.
A mindless eating machine.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
I'm taking the trash out!
Hi, everyone. It's a special On the Road to WrestleMania edition of Turnbuckle Trash. Joining me on the phone right now, Zane O'Mac. How you doing, Zane?
Well, after that beating I took last time by Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, I'm feeling a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, then you got your diverticulitis.
Oh, that's what Brock Lesnar had.
That's exactly the same thing that they put Shane into the hospital in the Bahamas for.
Oh.
And he's evidently he is out now, but there's still been no word, definite word, about him being part of WrestleMania this year.
Yeah, isn't he supposed to be tag teaming with DB?
Uh-huh.
You know what? Since you were talking about that, let's talk about that for a minute.
Okay.
Where do we start?
So this whole
time we're thinking Daniel Bryan is going to be siding with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, and then all of a sudden they clear Daniel Bryan for wrestling, and all of a sudden he's ready to rip, roaring, and rocking, and turns on them or whatever you want to say, and puts a major beat down on Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just confused. Help me through this. Help me, Dave.
I will help you because that's what I do. What you want to do is think about all the times that Daniel has said his contract was running out with the WWE and that he wanted to get into the ring again. He wanted to, to be a professional wrestler, a performer, not just one of these side jobs. And then he said he had been cleared by so many doctors, but the WWE doctors had not cleared him. So I think, that's just me thinking, and I don't think very often. But you think about how that works with contract negotiations and all that. Daniel probably told him, look, if you don't clear me, I'm leaving. I want to be in the ring. I don't know that for a fact, but that's what I think happened. And then to write that into the storyline that he's coming back, they had to do this twist with Daniel Bryan and Sami Zayn and KO.
Hmm.
But don't be surprised, WrestleMania, if this tag team match does take place, which will in some form or another will take place, there's some swerve thrown in there.
Some swerve. Wasn't that a WWE show for a while?
Yeah, it was called Swerve, yeah. Hmm. I was on the network.
On it was the like network. A prank. Oh, speaking of the network,
uh-huh.
I think they've blocked out a 23.5-hour slot on next Sunday for WrestleMania. How do you feel about that? The longest WrestleMania in history, a full day.
Oh, they're going to have all kinds of stuff going on.
Starting at midnight Eastern and Saturday night and going to...
Man! Just for the Mania, the pre-show and into the end of the matches, 7 hours.
Wow.
If you're going to watch the pre-show and then all the other stuff that's going to be on the network on that Sunday alone, then you've got on Friday night, that's coming up this Friday night. We're recording this on Sunday, April the 1st. No fooling that they're going to have the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies, and then NXT TakeOver is going to be on Saturday night, and then they're going to have all the stuff going on Sunday on the network. Boy, I'm going to be wrestled out next week.
Oh, yeah, well, I can already tell you. Isn't WrestleMania itself like 4 hours?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
it's going to be long. But, and they're probably going to have 3 matches during the pre-show. Huh. It's probably going to be the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, the women's wrestling Battle Royal.
Andre the Giant? I thought they took that away.
Well, they came back with it. Let's just say after all the mess with the Fabulous Moolah, I think they decided to go ahead and do another one.
Hmm.
Yeah, and then they're also going to have – I think they'll probably have the Cruiserweight title match that will probably be part of the pre-show.
So pardon my naiveness or lack of wrestling knowledge.
Okay.
Why does everybody hate the Fabulous Moolah so bad?
Well, there's been more than just allegations about her not being a very good person, that she was actually pimping out some of the girls that she would train. She was taking extra money from them, from the purses. And if they would complain, she'd have them, you know, she was basically running a racket. And there's a lot of really bad stuff. And I think the one that really got to the people were several allegations that she was pimping out some of the talent that she was under control of.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's the main thing. And, you know, watched Moolah for years. When I started, she was coming into Memphis every once in a while. But, I can believe it. I'm not saying I'm not 100% sure, but everything I've read and everything that has happened over the years, it wouldn't surprise me. There's too many stories, too many people that say the things about her that to be coincident are just a one-time thing. It was pretty serious stuff.
Interesting.
It was so interesting you yawned, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm tired.
Yeah,
we went for a drive to. We found it's apparently the famous Sandhill, which to be famous in this
so famous I've never heard of it.
Yes, exactly, and neither had I, and I've been here for a year. But so we were running up and down the Sandhill for all afternoon.
Oh, cool! That's awesome. So, you sent me a picture of you and Jackson at a Carl's Jr. Got a couple of cups.
Yes. We made the, I believe that was last weekend, the weekend before, we made the long 30-minute journey down to a small town called Salina, Utah, where there's pretty much, it's pretty much nothing there but about 2 truck stops and a mine.
Yeah, it's right on I-70, isn't it? Yeah.
The main thoroughfare through the east and west portion of Utah. And they do have a Carl's Jr. there, so.
Yeah.
So, yes, I asked them, Jackson got a kid's meal, and I said, I would like to buy an extra cup. So they charged me $1, and I bought an extra cup. So he got a cup, and I got a cup.
I bought a kid's meal.
That's okay. I was going to buy a kid's meal, but they don't have a Western burger in a kid's meal.
So. Oh, that's true. That's good. And for some of you that might be listening on the East Coast, Carl's Jr. is also Hardee's. Hardee's back east. They share management and stuff. So that's because I have useless knowledge. And by the way, talking about Carl's Jr.'s, on Saturday mornings, my wife and I usually go to breakfast at Carl's Jr.'s because they have really good stuff.
Yeah, my favorite is the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Oh, it's good. It's good. Any of their biscuits are just incredible.
Homemade. But made from scratch, Hardee's biscuits.
Ooh, yeah, they are
Wait,
good.
Isn't this a wrestling show, not a food show?
Well, I got to tell my wrestling story involving food. Dude, come on. Wrestling and food, they go hand in hand.
Yes.
They're like peas and carrots.
Yes.
But anyway, the manager of the store is a Hispanic gentleman, really does his job so well. And he's been so nice to us over the last couple of years. And I looked up and I saw the display of the cups and I said, man, I got to get me some more of those. And he just kind of looked at me funny. I said, I'm a big wrestling fan. And he says, you are? You like the wrestling? And I said, yeah, well, how about you? He goes, well, occasionally. And then I said, have you ever watched Lucha Underground? And his eyes just lit up. He said, Lucha Underground, all right. And so I told him that we know Marty the Moth, and he was impressed.
That's awesome.
He was, but he didn't give me any cups.
What a
though.
Jerk.
Well, I know. I could go get some more kids' meals.
I didn't get any cups either, dude. If we go, may make it down there again before WrestleMania just to get another cup.
I'm thinking I'm going to be going getting some kids' meals for my non-existent kids.
We're pathetic.
We are. Aren't we not? Marks are us is what we are to call the podcast from now on. Marks are us.
Well, I would like to tell you today is the 1st of April, and it is a holiday. It is Rusev Day. So happy Rusev Day.
You know what day today falls on? What day is today?
Rusev Day!
What day is today?
Rusev Day!
What day is today?
Rusev Day!
Every single day.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Happy Rusev Day to you. You know, every day is Rusev Day.
Huh?
I know, by the way, Marty the Moth's Facebook page, he pulled a joke on a few people.
Yeah, I saw that. He got arrested.
Yeah, I got it right away. Yeah, he got arrested in L.A.
Yes.
And it was so obvious. It was photoshopped. I about died laughing.
Yes.
I wonder how many people really bought into that.
Well, you never know. Just like Mr. Chris, he sent me a link that said, he said, can you believe this? Looks like Walt Disney Corporation's buying WWE for $5 million. And I said, Chris, I bet you that's just an April Fool's joke.
You think? Can you see Mickey Mouse at WrestleMania?
Disney.
I'd like to kick Pluto in his Wachabies,
Disney
though.
Owns everything, dude.
With all my might, I kicked him as hard as I could in his testicles.
And, you know, there is talk about Fox. Fox Network possibly buying the WWE. There's still that rumor out there, too.
I haven't hurt my feelings.
Oh, wouldn't
it? It
should
be nice to see some change.
Well, as long as Vince is alive, you're not going to see a whole lot of change.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Dude.
And Vince, Jake.
I was watching NXT this week.
Wow, I did
Dude,
too.
I forgot how good NXT was.
It is
did
awesome right now, isn't
it? Did you see who showed up? I texted you and I was like, wait a minute. Since when? Where have I been? And you're like, it's okay. You haven't been gone for too long. This is still new news.
Yes, Ethan Carter III, the former TNA Impact champ, is now with NXT. Now, on Thursday night on Impact, they did the final Feast or Fired on Impact. Now, Feast and Fired is kind of like Money in the Bank. You wrestle for all these different briefcases, and inside are title chances or you're fired. So EC3 got the You're Fired. They aired that on this past Thursday, and then he shows up on NXT officially as a competitor this week. Yeah. He's good,
isn't
he?
He's super good. You know, it goes back to what we've talked about many, 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 many times. You know, why is he in NXT? He needs to be. You
know,
I mean, bag that crap. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. I mean, good criminy.
You know, this is his second run in NXT.
Is it really?
Yeah, he competed as Derek Bateman.
Oh, that's right.
I think Derek Bateman. And so that's his second run in NXT. So, but this time is EC3.
Well, he's pretty good.
And I love his finishing called the finisher move called the One Percenter. I think it's great.
Yeah, he's good, dude. He is super good.
Yeah.
More trash is on the way on TurnbuckleTrash.net. On
Turnbuckle. Emotions running sky high tonight on the road to WrestleMania.
This is an social event. This is a competition where there's one winner. You don't see the Elfins before a fight playing with jacks and juice boxes. No, they talk trash and they beat the crap out of each other.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Hey, MSR.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, do you like geeky things?
I love geeky things, Chunky Larry.
How much do you love geeky things?
I would say at least a 7.
A 7? That's
yeah.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. He's...
I mean, I have a few places on the internet I go to.
Well, the one place you want to go on the internet is geeksoftheindustry.com, because it's got geeks at the beginning.
Oh, that's a good point. Geeksoftheindustry.com, you say. What is that? What is that about? What is that?
Well, you know, it's got a little bit of everything. It's got cartoons, movies, music, video games, wrestling. You know, anything that's geeky that you're into, you'll probably be able to find at geeksoftheindustry.com.
I can watch all of those things?
No. It's a podcast website. You listen to things.
Oh.
Ooh, podcasting. You can download them from the website, or you can, you know, subscribe to one of the shows on Stitcher or iTunes.
What was that website again?
That's geeksoftheindustry.com, my good friend.
I'm going to go right now.
Yeah, sorry, my brother. You've got to get your own.
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
This isn't a social event. This is a competition where there's one winner. You don't see the Elfins before a fight playing with jacks and juice boxes. No, they talk trash and they beat the crap out of each other.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
And they're going to have NXT TakeOver in New Orleans on Saturday night. And that card's stacked with NXT talent. But New Orleans, holy moly, New Orleans is going to be just packed next week.
Oh, man.
With wrestling events.
If we get a Mania a little bit closer on the West Coast even just give us to the... Give, on the West Coast, I want to go and spend the entire weekend there. That is a bucket list item for me.
Boy, it'd be awesome,
wouldn't
it?
Just to go to some of those. I mean, WrestleCon, not just WrestleCon, but those independent shows and things that are there are just wow.
I was reading this week, and I can't quote the source because I can't remember it. And it's my apologies there. But the thing I was reading on the web today said over 50 events. Now, we're talking wrestling events, people that will be wrestling will be in New Orleans this coming week. 50. Where would you go, man? You know, everywhere. And then I can't remember if it's Friday or Saturday night, and maybe I should look it up. But you've got Impact taking on Lucha Underground at the University of New Orleans at one of their arenas. And then Ring of Honor Supercard is going to be in New Orleans on Saturday night also. And that's a pay-per-view. Now, that could be Friday night too. Don't quote me on these. Check it online and we'll try to post some of these events. But I understand the Impact and Lucha Underground might be aired on Pluto TV. So I'm going to be looking into that or to the Fight channel, and I'll post things on our Facebook page and also on our Twitter account too. Get all that together and put that out for this coming weekend. But can you imagine going to as many wrestling events as you could in a 3-day period. You couldn't get it all in now. 50 different events.
Awesome.
No, a lot of them are independent shows. And then there's something else that a lot of wrestling fans are a little bit upset about. The Louisiana Athletic Commission has to oversee all the events. Mm-hmm. So even though, you know, it's sports entertainment, they have banned certain moves for certain promotions. A lot of the stuff that involves dropping on the head, you know, the brain buster and things like that, and jumping off the top rope or throwing people over the top rope.
What?
But that they're not going to do that to the WWE because they said their training is so good. But some of the smaller promotions are going to have to deal with that, and they're not real happy.
Well,
that.
See Joey Ryan? He had a comeback for the Louisiana State Athletic Commission. Posted on his one of his social media pages.
he is out there.
Joey Ryan says, "This is for the Louisiana State Athletic Commission," and he pulls his shorts out and squirts a freaking bottle of lube down there.
Okay. Oh, jeez, he is so out there. Now, the reason all that happens, I think it was 2 years ago, there was independent promotion where someone got hurt very, very badly when they got dropped on their head. And they're overreacting a little bit. But, you know, at least they're giving, you know, Ring of Honor doesn't have to go through these rules. I'm sure that Impact and Lucha Underground doesn't have to go through the rules. And it looks like Marty the Moth is going to be there. So I can't wait to see what he does. It's going to be fun, huh?
I'll tell you what. So where they did announce where it's going to be next year. Where is it next year?
I don't know right offhand. I'm going to have to look that up. So let me just get to my Google Assistant here. Oh, okay. I'm just going to do this and see what they come up with. Hmm. Okay, Google, where is WrestleMania 35 going to be?
Go figure.
MetLife
Stadium.
MetLife Stadium, yes.
They always have it.
That's cool.
Dude, it's always on the East Coast.
I know. But think about this. The Las Vegas Raiders this week had their stadium approved, and they're going to start building on it. Brand new stadium, holds 65,000. Las Vegas, they've done WrestleManias in Las Vegas before. 2 to 3 years, it'll be there.
Dude, well, I don't care what you got to do. We got to make that happen. If they announce that.
Yeah. I will bust my, watch hobbies to get down there.
We'll make it. And I'm 3 hours closer than you, so.
Yeah, and Chris wants to come out, but Chris has a relative that lives in Henderson, so. Yeah.
Well, his uncle lives Chris, there, he's on the East Coast. He should go to some of these. But he's a long ways away from Louisiana and New York and stuff.
Yeah, he's in North Carolina.
You guys say like you're from there, don't you?
North Carolina? Yeah, when, of course, there's other ways to say things. Tennessee is Tennessee, and then Mississippi is Mississippi, and then Louisiana is Louisiana, and New Orleans is New Orleans. Yeah, I used to live in Baton Rouge.
Would you say you've lost your southern draw?
I had to for what I do. You know, it's not good to be on there going, "Cool, 103.9, the greatest hits of all time. Y'all just sit back. We're going to sit here and play some Fleetwood Mac."
Well, I tell you what.
I tell you what, this daggum good stuff,
watch
huh?
Some wrestling later, too.
And we're going to watch you some wrestling. Hey, speaking of that. Speaking of wrestling and radio, I am going to be a special guest on 610 KVNU news talk station that's owned by the same people that own Cool 103.9. Wednesday afternoon, 4 o'clock Mountain Time until 6 p.m. Mountain Time, we're going to be talking WrestleMania. with Jason. Jason is a huge wrestling fan. Matter of fact, he's coming over to the house next Sunday night to watch WrestleMania with me. Cool. Yeah. So they do a pop culture segment on Wednesday afternoons, and we were talking on Friday. He says, why don't you just come in for both hours? I said, if that's what you want, I'll be in here because you'll get me talking.
You'd do great on that show.
Well, thank you, man.
You're so level-headed.
Yeah, he's a little bit different than me, isn't he? On the political spectrum. But he is respectful. Let's just say that.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm
going to do. It's
going
to be fun, man. That's
listen to KVNU online. I'll stream it, and then I'm going to call in.
That would be awesome. I would love that. You've got to do that, man. You've got to do that. And we'll talk about. And he listens to our podcast, so he knows what we're all about. He really likes the podcast, so it's just going to be fun. 610 KVNU. I just can't place their website where it's going to stream. And then what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to record it. And I will make it part of a podcast that plays right before WrestleMania also, because Juice is going to be coming in on Thursday, and we're going to do another special pre-WrestleMania podcast. So we're going to have two this week alone. So fun.
So a lot going on this week. It looks like they finally announced who is going to be introducing Hillbilly Jim into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we talked about that last time, didn't we? And there was a little controversy about that. And it is now going to be Jimmy Hart. Is that right? And you and I both said that would probably happen.
Yeah, I think you said that. We both talked about Hogan, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Now, speaking of Hogan, there's still a lot of internet buzz out there. And you know what we say about the internet? We believe everything you say on the internet. Bonjour. But there's talk about Hogan maybe being the new commissioner of SmackDown.
Yeah. So hey, I'm looking on the interweb. I just pulled up Bleacher Report and looked in their WWE section. And I want to read a couple of these headlines to you and see what you think about them. One of their headlines is WWE has failed to hype Styles versus Nakamura feud.
No. They've done plenty to hype that
They're both baby faces, so.
Well, what happened this past Tuesday night was actually a good thing that they've been running for several weeks. Nakamura wasn't on TV for some reason for at least 2 weeks. But the last few segments, Nakamura comes out and somehow he'll bump into AJ Styles and he will say, I will beat you at WrestleMania. So this past Tuesday night, Nakamura was scheduled to go against Shelton Benjamin in a match on TV. Nakamura goes backstage, and he asks AJ to come out, be at ringside, in case Chad Gable got involved. So Nakamura pretty much wins the match, pretty straightforward. He put his knee to the guy's face. AJ gets in the ring, and they start cutting a promo about WrestleMania. And AJ says, they're going to tear the house down, and Nakamura smiling and doing his thing. And then Benjamin Gable jump in the ring, and they start fighting with AJ and Nakamura. And they get the best of Styles, and he's in the corner. Nakamura gets both Gable and Benjamin out, and then he lines up. He gets in one corner, and he's getting ready to do that knee-to-the-face thing. He starts shaking and jumping, and the crowd's going crazy. And he starts running at AJ and stops short and then just pats AJ on the head. Mm-hmm. And, he says, I will beat you at WrestleMania with knee to face. What else are they supposed to do?
I don't know. It's kind of.
They talk about it. The big match is, you got to admit it, it's going to be Brock against Roman Reigns. That's the main event. Again, and that's the biggie. I mean, and you take Raw is the biggest show, and then they get the big main event, and they get the most push. I don't know where Bleacher Report's coming up with this.
Okay, so the next one you'll find hilarious. This isn't much of a headline, but Cena made Nikki sign a 75-page agreement before moving in.
That doesn't surprise me. That was actually talked about on Total when they started doing Total Bellas. And they came to John's house when Nikki was going to have her surgery. And they actually talked about that on Total Bellas, the first season of that, and how he had house rules and that you had to meet at a certain time for breakfast. And on a certain night of the week, you were required to be there for dinner, and it was a formal dinner. And Nikki was talking about how she signed this agreement. And I bet part of their problems is some kind of prenup between the two, you know, with their impending marriage that it's been a year since he proposed. Hmm. So
here's my headline. Why Kurt Angle is the key for a successful Ronda Rousey debut?
Because this is Ronda's first real match and in front of a whole mess of people. I mean, how many people does that place hold? And all the pressure? Yeah, he's going to have to carry a lot of the load.
I want to talk to you about that a little bit. So I think I shared it in the did I text it to you and share it in the Turnbuckle Trash group about
what was that
interview with Ronda last week.
Oh man, on ESPN.
Weird.
Oh yeah, and I do have some of that audio that we'll be playing.
Yeah.
Should I go to that now?
Let's listen to that real quick, okay. And then let's talk about it.
Let's listen to a couple of these clips from ESPN. Ronda Rousey had been there all day long. Let's put it in right here.
Let's go back and start with when you knew from the MMA when you were done there, when you knew in your mind, I'm not going to fight anymore.
I never said that.
There was a lot of talk, well, she was overrated, she was this, she was that, and my point of view was, at the time and remains, that you achieved amazing heights. Almost no one wins forever. Everyone suffers setbacks, but there seemed to be like an unusual amount of negative pushback after your loss. Did you not experience that?
I experience a lot of people who quote some people that are really just afraid to state their own opinion.
Ah, so there is a possibility that you could go back in time?
There's a possibility that I could go back in time? That's your question to me? I do not have the ability to go back in time, no.
It's the time of the season.
No, that's not my opinion. I can tell you right now, it's not my opinion. I thought you achieved amazing things. I was and am, remain a big fan of your fighting.
I do not have the ability to go back in time, no.
When you knew in your mind, I'm not going to fight anymore. I'm not going to fight anymore.
I never said that. There's a possibility that I could go back in time? That's your question to me?
Go back in time and fight. Go back in the octagon.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
I was and am, remain a big fan of your fighting and of you. That's not me saying some people meaning me. That is me saying I read and heard from others and defended you.
Well, thank you for defending me. I appreciate that.
So what do you think? What was that all about, dude? That was like
she was ticked at something. You could see it in her face.
And then,
face.
Like, the one guy was like, he's like, you know, how do you defend? Or he's like, you know, I'm a big fan of yours, and I was telling the people to back off, and she's like, well, I don't need your, you know, she gets all ignorant with
you. Yeah, I don't need you to defend me. And then I can't go to the future. Yeah. What? Something
so
that
apparently,
happened.
Apparently Rhonda something. Doesn't know how to cut a promo or give an interview, so.
I would imagine that she got talked to about that one. That was really bad on her.
You know
part.
What? You know what she needs?
She what needs does she need? Heyman. There has been that talk with Paige. There has been that talk with Paul Heyman himself.
Yeah, she just needs to back off, keep her mouth shut, don't talk, and just wrestle.
Yeah, she does. She's a Brock Lesnar. She doesn't know how to cut a promo. I mean, that was obvious when that first one, when she chose Stephanie to be her WrestleMania opponent. She didn't know when to pause, to let the crowd react, to get into it, and then say, you! You know, she just said, I choose you. You know, so she's a work in progress.
Yeah.
So they're going to have a lot
so
of work to do with
happen,
her.
So my next question is, what's going to happen after Mania? Where does somebody like Ronda Rousey, is she going to be a part-timer? Or are we going to see her feud with somebody like Charlotte? Are we going to, I mean, what next? I mean,
I would see her become more of a competitor. She'll have to have a couple of feuds, maybe have a feud with, Bailey or someone like that, or, and then wrestle eventually for the title, whether that'll be Nia Jax or Alexa Bliss is still to see, but she's got to wrestle more than mm-hmm. Brock did, or it's going to be a dumb signing. But she's going to have to do more than Brock did. She might not be on every week, but she needs the work. I mean, she's athletic, she knows what she's doing, but she needs the in-ring work, and she needs to work on those promos some, unless they get her a mouthpiece.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I could see, I mean, you know, I liked your idea of Paige because, you know, Paige can't wrestle anymore, so. And she was always pretty good, you know, in talking. She's always saying, this is my house and all that crap.
Yeah. Well, Paige has been coming out with Absolution still, so they haven't taken her off that aspect of it. So maybe they are going to have Rousey become part of Absolution. And Chris said that he thinks Rousey is going to do a heel turn at WrestleMania. Yeah.